Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
So today I'm going to be showing you the gift only God can give you. No matter how people say they love you, there are things they will not, they can't give you. They try, but they can't. They don't have the capacity, they don't have the ability to give you. Read it yourself, Ephesians chapter 4. Please, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. Will you go? Everybody, loud and clear, go now. I didn't hear you. Loud, go now. But to some of us, be reading very well, but to few of us, is giving what? According to the measure of the gift of Christ. Continue, verse 8. Note verse 8. Wherefore, he said, when Jesus ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gift unto men. Don't forget, he gave gift unto men. So let me quickly show you the seven gifts only God can give to man. The seven gifts only God can give. You see, when you have this gift, go and relax. Everything will be fine. Number one, God is the one that will give the gift of men. The gift of men. One of the things you have to pray for in life is that God should give you men. Faithful men. Able men. You know, Satan has men, man. That's why I see operating. He can operate without men. And look at me. If you use anything to attract anybody to your life, if they are not sent to you, they will leave you. And if you use juju to attract people to your life, maintain that juju very well, though, because the day the juju finish, everybody will find their way. And listen to me. If you have to bring people down in order to attract men to your life, the same people you attracted to your life, let me tell you, they are the one that will bring you down. It is God that gives people the gift of men. Can I pray the prayer for you before we continue? May God give you gift of men. Yeah. You don't understand. It's only 45% I'm hearing. May God give you the gift of men. Yeah. Come and see. Come and see. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 21. You understand now. God gave David men. Look at it. And they helped David against the band of the rovers. For they were all mighty men of valor. And were captains in the host. When they say captains, host are thousands. These guys, they be captain. Next verse, go ahead now. For at that time, day by day, I'm not hearing your voice. There came to David to what? You see where David succeeded? Day by day, help will come for you. Until it was a great host, like the host of God. Wow. Verse 23, go now. Go, everybody go now. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready, armed to war. And they came to David, to Hebron, and they turned the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word. Lift up your hand and say, Father, give me gift of men. You don't want it, leave it. If you want it, oh yeah, say, let me hear loud and clear. Say it again, let me hear you. One of the reasons why David became great was he had men. Able men, faithful men, loyal men, that they were all over him. It's my prayer for you. That the men God has ordained to help you will locate you. All of them came with singular purpose to assist him. Wherever your helpers are, the Lord will bring them to you. Without this man, David would have been nobody. You have been nobody. He wouldn't have fulfilled God's assignment. Look at me. Your assignment cannot be fulfilled without men. Your assignment cannot see greatness without the gift of men. These guys, they were nobody, but they became somebody. Some of you, God has brought people to your life, but you and your wife, Mr. and Mrs. Wrong, you maltreated them. The man God will give to A will be different than the man God will give to B. Some, the number of men they need to carry them might be just 8 in their lifetime. You have maltreated 7 of them. The remaining one said you are using your leg to hit his head. A particular man, come see, John 5:7. He was by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years because he had no man. Simply said, doesn't matter. You might stay long in one point in life because you don't have a man. And the Bible says, the impotent man said, sir, I have no man. He said, when the water is troubled, to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another step before. Now for 38 years, where is his wife, where is his children, his son, his daughter, his family? He doesn't have grandfather, doesn't have anybody. Your problem turns you to a loner. Your success makes people to come around you. But God can send men to help you in time of need. Connect to this altar. Let me pray on top of your head. May God give you great men as helpers. Yay! He was just there. Why? He had no man. You could just be there, sweetheart, because there is nobody. You might be crying today because there is no man. One of the things you've got to pray for is that, Father, give me gift of men. Yeah, when God bring these people, when before anything happened to them, they will say it should happen to anything happen to you, they will say it should happen to them. Because they are sent by God. Nothing about you attracted them. God brought them to you. And if you don't identify them, the person might suffer. Let me show you one more thing. Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. Read message. Please, oh, every verse here is very powerful. After a few days, will you read with me? Jesus returned to Capernaum and word got around that he was back home. Verse 2. A crowd gathered, jamming the entrance so no one could get in or out. So the whole house was full. The hall was full. He was teaching the world. Verse 3. Now what? Wait, pause. A particular guy was sick somewhere. The Bible said, 4 people carried him. Jesus did not go and meet him. They brought him to Jesus. The Bible said, they brought a paraplegic to him, somebody that was paralyzed from the head down, carried by what? May God give you 4 men. Am I in the right church? Sir, may God give you 4 men. He doesn't need it. Let me finish. I said, madam, God will give you 4 men. I didn't say four boyfriends. Marry me. That's what I said. They carried him. The first person said, this guy is sick. The second, and they all agreed that we are carrying him to Jesus. Continue. When they got there, they couldn't go in. Why? Because the whole place was jam-packed. And they weren't able to get in because of the crowd. You know what they did? They removed the roof. The Lord will give you capable men. That anything that wants to happen, we will pay. And for Rufi, how can you break a roof to bring somebody into church? And when they brought, stretch your hand here, let me pray for you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Your suffering and your delay is terminated today. The man God has assigned to help you, sir. I don't know where they are. The Lord will bring them to you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear a loudest amen now. continue. I want to show you something there. Father, give me the gift of men. Now, impressed by their bold belief, Jesus said to the paralytic man, paraplegic son, I forgive your sins. I want to show you something here now. Now, go to the same Mark chapter 2, verse 3. I want to show you something in good news there. Look at it. They brought when four men arrived. Ah, sit down, let me pray for you. Wherever you are, four men will arrive for you. Another man was there for 38 years because there was no man. This one was carried by how many men? Four. It's life, eh? What is not enough for you? Some people are wasting it. Say, you know. Please put it back there. Let me finish this. Carrying a paralyzed man to Jesus. Connect here. Let me pray for you. Wherever you are right now, you will not be finished until your help has come in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you faithful men. The Lord will give you relentless helpers. The Lord will give you capable men. The Lord will give you loyal men. If you had one and pray for, let me hear a loudest amen now. And he said, seeing how much faith they had. I read again Mark chapter 2, verse 5. Good news. Look at it. Everybody look at this. Seeing how much faith. Who are the people that have the faith? Even the man that they carry doesn't have faith. Some of you right now, your faith has failed you. Even in your condition, God will still send the four men to you. I know I'm not in the right church, but I will manage. He said, seeing how much faith. God did not look at this man they carried again. He said, because of your faith. You people that carried him. People that are faithful. Men that are able. Are you ready? Not the one that will kill your faith. The Lord will send them to you in the name of Jesus. I still want to show you something again. Look into your Bible very well. And he said again, my son, your sins are forgiven. Permit me to say, that guy, there's a sin in his life. That sickness was caused by what? Sin. And maybe you are here, you say, my sin are too much, that's why you have problem. Yes, maybe. Yes, maybe, maybe not. But still, even in his sin, God sent men to him. Oh, yeah, connect, make I pray for you. Even in your weakness, Jehovah sent men to you in the name of Jesus. I am not sure I'm the right church. I said the Lord will send men to you in the name of Jesus. Mighty men are coming for you in the name of Jesus. People that can move mountain for you, God will send them to you in the name of Jesus. Ordinary people, the Lord will send them away from you. Fake people, the Lord will send them away from you. Haters, the Lord will send them away from you. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me the gift of men. Say, seven times, let me hear you go. Yes. Yes. Give me the gift of men. Yes. Give me the gift of men. That's two. That is three. Are you praying? That is four. Are you praying? Yeah. That is five. Go ahead. Go ahead. That is six. Are you ready for number seven? Hallelujah. There are men that their signature can give you money without writing that signature on the checkbook. And that was small we heard that late Abiola wrote a check for Kosu. It was not a check. It was a paper he picked on the floor. Go and find out. Go and check. It was not a check. It was a paper he picked on. He said, get me that paper there. And he said, take it to the bank and he pay him. Ben. See, there are men and there are men who. That's why when you get out, say, let your head be correct and receive discernment. not even parking beside you and they are talking nonsense. Your men will come to you. Am I in the right church? Your men will locate you. See, it is God that can give you the gift of men. Let me tell you, there are people now that can help you that your friend will never introduce you to. They will hide, and you know what? They will not help them too. And they prefer like that. I have seen people meet people. He will block everybody from meeting him. Do you know why? He's afraid. Let me tell you. If they know and they don't introduce you, when God introduces you, say Lobaton. Loba. They call it in English, Sefini. Number two. Second gift you must pray for. So what is the first gift you must pray for? The gift of men. The gift of men. There are places, let me tell you. Some of them are not even talking. They have not spoken with you before. I just like that lady. Let's help her. Sign that she's one of them. Sir, you don't know her? I'm alone on it. She's a child of God. Finish. When we wanted to take a place in Lekki Church, I told you. And when the board of that school wanted to give us that place, all the Christians and pastors in that trustee said, don't give it to them. But two Muslims that I've never met before say, this man of God, there is something about him. Let's give him that place. Muslims. Men of God blocked me, but Muslims stood. He said, let us give it to him. They have never spoken to me before. They say, I have met him. I have seen him. He's a child of God. Watch the way you are behaving. Let me tell you, no matter how charismatic or good you are, some people no go like you. But if God has sent to you, you know what? Then go like you. They are mad about you. And let me tell you, until they finish, the thing will shock them. Because you are not the one that went to them. God brought them to you. Say, Father, bring them. He didn't say here. Oh. Paga, bring them. Okay. It's whether it's Paga, I said, you know. The second gift, the gift of the presence of God. See, if you they pray for the presence of God. There is an aura of God's presence. Let me tell you that no beauty in life can describe. The aura of his presence. No beauty, no attachment, no pancake foundation, no powder, no body building. It's so, you know that this is the aura of God. I will show you now. You can be anointed and still be annoying. But when you carry his presence, you are beautiful. There's something about that girl. Because that girl carried the presence of God. Come, let me show you. Exodus 33, verse 15. In your presence, there is anointing. Your spirit moves. In your presence. And Moses cried, if your presence doesn't go with us, do not bring us up here. Leave us alone. If you are not going with us, come with me. Message Bible. I should read from 15 to 16. Exodus 3. Moses said, if your presence doesn't take the lead here, call this trip off right now. How else will it be known that you are with me in this? With me and your people? Are you traveling with us or not? How else will we know that we are special? I and your people, among all other people on this planet Earth. Power is good, but the presence of God is beautiful. The presence of God makes you special. The presence of God makes you untouchable. The presence of God makes you touch not, fear not, near not, trouble not. It's on you. He said, leave that one alone. Leave that one alone. I have had to meet pastors at midnight coming from abroad, and I'll leave my house 1 o'clock and I'll meet police, I'll meet hoodlums on the road. And I'll wind up and say, Pastor, go in. How did they know? Ah, please go, go, go. It's not a joke. More than 30 times. In your presence, there is anointing. Exodus 3, verse 14.
Anointing, praise your.
Exodus 14, 33, verse 14. Look at it. 33, verse 14. Exodus 33, verse 14. I want it in good news. Look at it in good news. He said, and the Lord said, I will go with you. And I will give you victory. So when you have the presence of God, you win at last. Come with me. New King James 33, verse 14. New King James, he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Don't you think you need the presence of God? I'm not here. You don't need them. Oh my God. Come, let me show you. Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In presence there is victory. In presence you become special. In presence there is you have rest. In presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures for what? Forevermore. Look at me. Let anybody walk out of your life. Look at me. To hell with them. When the presence of God is on your life, let me tell you, you have all the vitamins of destiny. Psalm 51. Open my eyes to see Jesus, who is
seated upon the throne.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. Every verse 11, everybody want to go now. Cast me not and take not. We should sing in Abbey. Cast me not away
from your presence, O Lord.
Do you remember it?
Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Isaiah 41.
Restore unto me
the joy of my salvation.
The joy of my salvation. A renewed right spirit within me.
The gift of his presence. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Come and see. Fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I'm not hearing your voice, so for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. So the presence of God is with you, so it does all this for you. It takes fear away. It takes what away? And let me tell you, I'm sorry. No matter how people love you, there are certain levels of life they cannot enter with you. Yes, you don't believe? Come and see. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you pass through waters, your mama will be with you. What's there? And when you pass through rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through fire, nor shall the flame. Father, give me the gift of your presence. I won't let you go until you say that one very well. Let me hear you go now. I'm not accepting it. Say it again. Let me hear you. Say from your heart, say, Lord, I want the gift of your presence. You are in your house, and the only thing that sounds in your house is bedouin even when you are bathing. That is the only thing. You don't know anything. You are pushing all the angels away. Even your children, they know all the gbedu. I'm over in the bathroom and you are just worshiping God. You are just worshiping God. He said in the word Hebrews 13 verse 5, he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The lady was about to marry. In a few months to the marriage, they discovered she had a problem that would need operation. Do you know what the boyfriend did? This man will say, I will lick any part of your body. I will lick your eyes. I love you, die. Let problem come. Let what? And that's the fire now. That is what? She will do operation, let's say, on the 13th. The man traveled on the 12th. Run away. How many people can follow you to the theater room? It's only you and God now. You're not asking me again. How many of you? It's only you and God. You and God like this. You have to pray. Father. Father. You see, what I'm teaching you here is practical. If you have it, Father. Oh, yeah. Father. In fact, you pray the prayer for 3 minutes, non-stop. Are you ready? Say, Father.
Father.
A lady was a secretary to a man. Now, the man said, you need to come and help me in the house. Trusting her boss, she went there, and the boss has closed everywhere to rape her. Yes. Everywhere to rape her, everywhere. And naturally, men are stronger. Men are stronger than women, naturally. And this woman, this lady, she was doing everything and when the man started, the girl, he thought he was joking. The only thing she could do was to switch to the spirit. She has not even started speaking for 5 minutes. The man ran out naked. Ben. There are going to be problems that it will remain only you. Remember, I am not alone. Are you alone? Mighty God.
Mighty God is with me. I am not alone.
I'm not hearing you.
I am not alone.
I'm not hearing you.
I am not alone.
Mighty God. Oh,
mighty God is with me. I am not alone.
I was sharing with the pastor why I have mark on my eyes. I followed an ambassador to Ikotepene. I didn't finish it. Let me finish for you here now. Because when the fellowship and the Lord said, somebody here, your mother took your glory to the graveyard. And so he came to me after the fellowship and I needed to go with him. And I followed him to Ikotepene. We entered the graveyard by 1 o'clock. I don't do it for anybody again. Now it is now analog. It's now this, that. That one is analog. Now from here, I will go to Ikotepene. You know, we grow. Now I don't need to follow you anywhere. I will stay here. I say, no problem. Let's go there. He has turned to Obu. That's now, you know. He will go there and come back. Yes, his spirit. So we got there. The man that I took to go and pray for, when Pussycat came out of the graveyard at midnight and tore my face, he left me alone. In a city I've never been to, in a graveyard, I don't know. When they ran out of the graveyard, they didn't wait. It was having 1.5 legs naturally. That day, his legs were walking. When I was still struggling with, I do a muagba, I'm able to in the Pussycat. I came out of the graveyard not knowing where to go. Mighty God is with me.
Not alone.
Say, you call yourself deliverer. You will see when. Then you will know that your deliverer needs a deliverer. How I came out of that place that night? They didn't wait, they went home. One drove around. They thought their mother has died there. She said, I shouldn't have brought him. Oh, he's finished. Oh, All of them have died before me. I am still alive. Mighty God
is with me. I am not alone.
There will be days you are going to be alone. Remember, physically you are alone. But don't forget His presence. Your presence
is heaven to me.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray now? Father, I'm not taking it. Father, you see, if you have this, I will have peace. So we are going for 3 minutes prayer. Say, Father, I'm not taking it. Say, in the name of Jesus, give me the gift of your presence. I say, in 3 minutes time, go ahead and pray. You are going to pray, sir. If you have it, you have peace. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. You have 2 minutes more. Mighty God is with me. I am not alone. I am not alone. I am not alone. Mighty God is with me. I am not alone. Cast me not away. We have 1 more minute for us to pray.
Lord, take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Is somebody crying to God here right now?
Restore unto me the joy of my salvation and renew right spirit within me.
In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said, there's somebody here, you saw it in a dream that they did your burial. Yes, and you have been afraid, waiting that any time from now. In fact, you are already sick. The Lord said, that is not your portion. It has gone back to sit down. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. Number 3. The third gift you must pray for is the gift of children. Gift of what? I'm not a gift of what? Yeah. So you might think that it's just to sleep with your husband or sleep with a woman or a man and you will get belly. It's a lie. You may think children are cheap to have. It's a lie. Until you see doctors and rich men that don't have any child. And you see some people that are very, very poor. And they are praying that baby will not come again. Any task like this, the husband will just kick out, kick like this, she'll be pregnant. Just kick, you'll be pregnant. I was in Abuja, and the Lord called a small girl out. I think she's 6 or 8. And when she came out, and the Lord said to me, "Where is Rebecca?" I said, "Rebecca is my mom." I said, "Call her." And I asked Rebecca, "This is the only child you have?" He said, "Yes." "And you have tried your best to have a child?" "No much." He said, "Yes." "Until today, there's no child except this one." "Say yes." "And your husband is the medical doctor or guy of all this state?" He said, "Yes." "The husband has removed a womb, washed it, and put it back twice. She no get belly." Medical doctor. Gynecologist womb. He don't know nothing happened. Until God said, do this. The man was not in church. They brought him to the hotel. The man cried. I said, I will do it. Let me show you this now. See, this might cause some problems. No child is a bastard. Permit me to tell you, it doesn't matter how you are born, you have been ordained to be born. My father and my mother, then the grace. Mm-hmm. God has destined that those two crazy people will burn you. I was born inside computer building. No problem. You are not. Somebody say, I am not a mistake. Come closer. Come and see. Psalm 127, verse 3 and 5. Some of you, God has given you great children. You are treating them anyhow. You don't know anything. Those children are gifts from God. Children, continue from there. I'm not hearing you. Go again. You look at your hand and say, Amoburuku Amoshi. Amale. Hey! To the gift that some people are praying for. Children are a gift and a blessing from the Lord. Verse 4. Go. Having a lot of children to take care of you in your old age is like a warrior with a lot of arrows. Wait. Now some of you heard that. Lot of children. You now started getting bele. Children's school fees now is not a joke. God might give you one, and that one is one nation. Two is a company. Three is Trinity. Four is a crowd. Five is grace. Six, you are looking for trouble. Praise God. I think it's still more. Continue. The more you have, the better you will be. Because they will protect you when your enemies attack you in the court. Somebody is looking for better now. I'm not okay with one. I'll have two more. Even at 60. Next one. The more you have, the better off. Oh, that's it. Okay, it's fine. Thank you. Don't take the children God has given to you for granted. Don't love the younger one and hate the older one. One man, one woman, your member, brought two sons to me. He said, sir, my money is lost. And he looked at the older one and said, this boy, old Lenier, and he was abusing the boy. They are not Yoruba people, but I was slapping the boy. Even in my office, I said, get out. They begged, they stayed. I said, this one is not the one that stole your money. It is the younger one that stole your money. He said, it's a lie. This one, old Lenny, from the womb he has been stealing. You know what? This is not a joke, oh. That firstborn, that was the last time he came to church. You know him now? That firstborn became rich. He stays around, though. That firstborn, he went into Yahoo. That firstborn is living in a mansion in around this place now. That firstborn did not serve God again. That firstborn is using a big car. But the second one has turned to a Muslim. All thanks to the mother and the weak husband. All thanks to them. And that second born is now telling the parents that they should turn to Muslim if he's going to help them. And now, train up a child. When he has grown up, he will not depart from it. But he didn't train that child. All thanks to God. My children, I used to attack my children. Thank you for giving me peace. Because if you don't give me peace, I will pieces you. And the Lord reminded me, you followed instruction. From the womb, I started talking to them. When the mother is sleeping, you children coming, need damn lamo. Emiko Gbaduo. You will not trouble me. Today I still play mercy when I'm sleeping. And this other will be saying amen when they are sleeping. From like that. This is only for one of you. May God give you helpers as children. He didn't say amen here. You are too shakalashios here. Let me face it. I said, may God give you helpers as children. If you are the one I pray for now, let me hear your three amen and pack your blessings. Some children will not make it quickly. Leave them alone. Let them grow at their pace. Your younger brother has made it. You are useless. That child will make it at all costs, by all means, and he will not take care of you. If at that time I need your head to make it. Yes, he might need your head. Okay, Mama, I need your head. Maybe I don't want to say we should get money. I have used Papa 3 years ago. The tree does not gauge. Let me use you. Come, let me show you something. Psalm 113, verse 9. You want to pray for some set of people here. Let me hear you read loud and clear, please. Want to go? Oh, yeah. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Everyone here that you don't have a child yet, or you want to have more, can you please put your hand on your stomach? Have you done that for me? Don't be ashamed. I'm going to pray for you. For everyone believing God for the gift of children, I am your priest. God gave me Trinity. I pray, may God give you three. Whether they say amen for you or not. Singles, don't go and be putting your hand on stomach. You will get belle. It's not joke. Okay, I just tried. And this morning now, I miss my message. Don't come here. Put your hand on your stomach. All the families believing God for the gift of children. Whether it's your husband that has low sperm count, oligospermia, or whatever thing, or there's problem with the womb, there is a name above every other name. The Bible calls it, it's a gift. So I pray for you in agreement with the heavenly host and disciple. Oh yeah, receive your gift of children. Whatever is blocking that womb, human being, whoever, whatever, let them clear the way by the blood in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Let's worship him. Let's thank him. You are wonderful. Something is happening here already.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Please, let's thank him.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Come on, thank him.
You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are wonderful.
One more time, everybody.
You
are wonderful, Papa.
You are wonderful. You are worthy. Lord, you are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord.
What is the first gift you must pray for? What is the second gift you must pray for? Gift of Barbara. What is the third thing you must pray for? Four, the gift of good health. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. And God plains, he told us, he said, beloved, he plainly told us, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Wealth has been embarrassed by health issues. I was sharing with someone last night of a man bragging that I said, stop saying that thing. He left all family and everybody and he went to a particular state in America, Colorado. I can't forget. He thought he has escaped from everybody in Nigeria and family. And he told me, he said, sir, I'm building estate and everything. I said, I'm happy for you. Don't stop praying, no. He said, don't worry. Did you go to church? He said, what am I going to church for? I have money now. Hey! And boom! The wife caught cancer. So they started to come and trap it. Called the lady's hair and called the frost breast. Don't pray for some sickness. So. They called the breast. And he said, sir, Reverend, what I love most in my wife, at what he gave. I said, Sheba, I told you to go to church. Look at me. Did you go to church? He said, if you want to laugh, laugh. When I get to it, I'm not laughing. Don't punish yourself. Did I say anything? What? I said, begin to serve God. He didn't go. He said, I said, okay. You know, some of you forget your altar once you step out of Nigeria. You don't know that the spirit of your parents are following you and the demons. Everybody carry their altar, even to anywhere they are going to. I saw people carrying calabash. We watched the television yesterday, even to abroad, Canada, over calabash in North America. I'm telling you, everyone is praying with calabash. Unbelievers are saying that Christians don't get brain. She took calabash to Canada, used it to pray. That was what they gave to her to pray. You have been given prayer. You got abroad. You now touch. You didn't go to church again. After another year, boom, another cancer. Then, anything that will make your health to leave you or pack up, it will not happen to you. God took what he admires most in his family. And they cut the second breast. Then cut the second breast. I was telling somebody last night, said that maybe they say you should pray. You don't want to pray. Hey, now don't worry. You say you have money. You know that there are some things money cannot buy, and that thing is called health. Look at me. When your wife, your husband, your children, they're asking something from you. Look at me. If you can afford it, what do you do? Don't say your children are very expensive. Yes. When they grow, they will give you expensive things too. You say you are saving money. Which business money are you saving? One kansha. One how many? Timothy, how much are they selling kidney? Somebody walked into my office. He said he wants to sell his kidney. Yeah, Benny. He's not in church today. I said, why? He said he needed to do things for his family and children. $20,000. That's how much they sell kidney. You better take care of your kidney. How many $1,000? Do you have it? You have had now. Say, you want to donate the kidney you are managing with Gary? Donate it. I'll come here and be praying. Look at me. Don't let your life spoil before you start serving God. Somebody say, I hear you. You must pray for the gift of good health. Father. I didn't say Father. Say, Father. Give me good health. Many millions have been lost. They spend the money. It still was lost on lives. Why? Because wealth cannot buy health. It cannot. Look at me. Each hour that passes, there are people right now on the sick bed somewhere, and they give them what? Oxygen. And they will still die. Do you know what they call the doctors? Medical practitioner. Do you know practitioner? They are still practicing. So they can use you for practical. A woman died in front of us. She was ill and that. It was only one mistake. They said they were supposed to put something under her tongue. She died. beautiful woman, Okudanu. And when she died, all her children scattered, the house stopped, because she was the main power and force of that house. You will not die before your time. You saw good things, you said, no, I will not eat it. How much is geisha? I will not eat geisha. You begin to buy all the tomatoes they pour on the floor, pack them, how much everything? 500. Uh-huh. We will eat this one for 2 weeks. Esha, collectibles. You, this mama, you, that's what you have been cooking for people. You pack Esha, but you have money in your hand. What cost? It doesn't cost you anything. Buy geisha, you will not die. Buy geisha, you will not buy tin tomato, you will not die. You will not die. Buy it. Add it with egg. Be worshiping God as you're doing it. My body is your sanctuary. The person will die. Enough with your geisha. You will not buy. Now add, you know that thing we used to eat that time, that we used to open like this. In those days, there were 7 meat there. Now it's only 3. Buy 2 of it. Pour it inside. Mix it. Open bread down. God has given us 3 bread around this place. Number 1 is Jendo. Number 3 is Boku. Number 3 is Trifaja. Oh my God. You said you are keeping 100,000. And you are drinking garri and granola. You say, Odo. What you are saying, Odo, is it cool? Good health is expensive than wealth. Are you listening to me? Take care of your health. Will you please take care of your health? I'm asking you again. Will you please? Some of you said you built one useless house. In your house, there's no food. I want your shiro and bear. Nothing in your house. Nothing in your house. But you will be bragging, using useless clothes about. You say you are saving. Why don't you save your health first before you save? Of the sickness in your body now is caused by malnutrition, because you will not eat good food. I've told you, it's not a sin if you have a bottle of wine in your house. It's not a sin if you have a bottle of granite in your house. It's not a sin if you have a bottle of peanut in your house. It's not a sin. It's not a sin if you have a bucket of sweet in your house. Sweet is good. Good spirit will come there. When you enter BB company, you see sweet on their reception. You don't have sense. You don't know what's that one. But no. The only thing they can find quickly in your house is garri. I hope you know that too much garri will make you not to see very soon. In fact, garri is now more expensive than semo. You give your children garri in the morning. The afternoon, they drink garri and granite. Their brain cannot function well. I have told you to listen to how children, babies that are born by wealthy people, how they cry. You don't hear them. Baby born by poor people, they are crying and they are doing like this to their parents. You know why? What am I doing here? Tell somebody for me, take care of your health. He didn't tell him. Tell him for me again. Stretch your hand and let me pray for you. You play too much. Everything play. Be serious. Are you ready now? Okay, I pray for you that your kidney will not pack up. Pray for you that your organ will not pack up. I pray for you that your eyes will not leave you alone. I pray for you that God will give you the gift of good health in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will not run around in the name of Jesus. Concerning your husband and wife, you will not run in the name of Jesus. Where are you? I'm in the hospital. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Medical practitioner. How many times did I call them medical practitioner? They will not use your body to practice evil. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. There are two hospitals in Lagos. I have used my car to take people to. Yeah. And I swore to God, I said, I will not take anybody there again. I'm not the one that decided. They said, that's where, and they did not return. Yes, they did not return. I'm telling you, they did not return. When you walk into any hospital, I'm praying for you. When your children walk into any hospital, with your two legs, you will return back to us. Whatever keep people in the hospital, the anointing of jump and pass is upon you and your household in the name of Jesus. I pray for you from my heart as your priest that you will not die before your time in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, I pray for shout seven amen and pack your blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come on. Sit down, but don't go down in life. The fifth thing you have to pray for is the gift of a good home. Good home is a sweet place. And you know what? Come, let me show you something. Come. I want to show you something. Come. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. I read contemporary English version for you. You may inherit all you own from your parent. I'm not reading for you. Now read for yourself. Go. Read from the beginning. I started it. You start now. Where you go? Yes. A sensible wife. The gift of a good home rests solely on the woman. You know, I've been telling you. You love to nag. Let me tell you, being a good woman does not mean that you will marry a good man. Being a good man does not mean that you are going to marry a good woman. You have to pray for God's mercy. Every single here, all our children, I pray for you. May God give you a good home. Look at me. There are good people that have bad spouses. Abigail's still they marry Nabal. You know, you remember? David still they marry Micaiah. But God changed and turned the table and gave David, Abigail, a good home. Look at me, all ladies here. God gave you a good man every time you'll be talking to him. Because God has blessed you money now. One stupid woman, down, Ayawale. It was in church. We prayed and God changed her Lord. And God blessed her. And she built on her plot in it. And she came and I said, get the sand. I prayed. The next thing she called the husband, and from now you are the one that will wash my clothes. Yeah. She said, You are nothing now. I built the house, you are already broken here now. You wash my clothes, you do work for the children, I will be going to do the work since I'm the minimum boy. So the man came to church in Kasi and came to ask me that, is that what you do here? I said, why? She mentioned the name of the girl, the woman. I called Pastor Paul. I called women later. I said, she doesn't come to this church. I said, in this church, we don't do that. No woman in this church. I mean, go finish them. I will pray them out of this church. I'm not looking for crowd here. I'm looking for people that are sensible. Not weary. I told the man, your wife doesn't come to this church. Come on Sunday. The woman will go to church on Sunday, put Ashafufu, you know Ashafufu, Aladura, inside this thing, and leave. When you get to the place, she will change to Aladura. And told them they are coming to church. One stupid woman too. So then they are coming to a sanctuary. They are coming to counseling on Friday. Do I do counseling on Friday? I did not get on until 11 o'clock. I was in the house when a man called and said, hello sir, please release my wife. And unfortunately my phone was in speaker. I know women, there's no, they just, eh? Which wife? Explanation started. Then I said, which we where? He said, my wife has gone for counseling since morning. I said, where? He said, are you not back to me? So I asked my wife, did I go out from this house today? She said, no. Let me check. I said, your wife did not come to church. I don't even know. You say, I see the 82. And that's how some people go to church. They say they are going to meet Pastor Femi. God will deliver me from all of them. Yeah. This woman did not see the husband again. The husband would touch her and say, lowo. Kini enle. Shogbadun. What did I say? Be serious in the house of the Lord. So the man was frustrated and the man left. Let me tell you, when you lose a good thing, somebody else will pick it up. And when they pick it up, look at me, they will nourish it, polish it, take care of it. By the time you will see it, what is weloju? It will enter your eyes. Everybody, woman first, stretch your hand here, let me pray for the woman. You will not lose the good thing God has given to you. See how they do their hand. Some do as if they want to fly. Some do like this. Are you a man there? God has given you a good woman. Every time you are slapping her, you are slapping her. It will get to a time she'll be praying that you should die so that she can marry somebody that will help her. All men here that God has given you a good lady and you are fighting her, when you lose her, you know, even though she was married to you, some people are still liking her, singing for her on the street. I love the way you're walking. Kilewi? I thought it's an assembly of born again. See, when you lose her, you will know Jesus is not from Oshodi. When you can pick anything, Esha, take care of the good woman God has given to you. Somebody say, I hear you. Take care of the good man. Somebody say, I hear you. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray for you. May God give you a good home. I didn't hear you. May God give you a good home. Oh, the gift of a good home. Peaceful home. A home where you can laugh. A home where you don't suspect each other. A home where you can sleep and you are not afraid. Are you ready? May the Lord give you a good home. In Jesus' name. Number 6. What is number 1? The gift of. Number 2. God's presence. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Now number 6, the gift of wisdom and sound mind. The Bible says in James 1:5, it says, does anybody lack wisdom? Let him come. To God that gives. He gives to man liberally. You need wisdom. You need what? Wisdom. Look at me. You may think wisdom is cheap. Wait until you see somebody that thinks, he's an old man. He should have wisdom. There is nothing in his head than the white head. Come, let me show you. Job 32 verse 7 to 9. I thought age should speak. I thought day should speak. And multitude of years should teach wisdom. You know, go like that. Verse 8. But there's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Verse 9. Loud and clear. Go now. Say it again. Yes, continue. Some of you now from your house, you believe you can rule Nigeria. Pastor Tinubu is not doing anything there. If I get there, I'll just press some button. Ping, 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 ping. Oh, yo, man. Age does not determine that you are wise. Now, God, they give wisdom. When you receive wisdom, look, you become 10 steps ahead of your enemies. Shall we pray together? Are you ready to pray this prayer? Stretch your hand here. Receive wisdom that will deliver you from the wickedness of the wicked. Yeah. Receive wisdom that will make you never to be caught by your enemies in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Oh my God. Receive wisdom that will make you shine and outshine others in life in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Sound mind that deliver you from unnecessary fear. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. I want to be sure you are the one I'm praying for. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. Yeah. Sit down. And lastly, number 7, the gift of life. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you. Thank you.
Oh Lord.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
KJV said, but for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. Are you still alive?
Yes,
I'm not hearing. Are you still alive?
Yes,
that means there is hope for you.
Yes,
why? For. Again, for. Is better than. Are you still alive?
Yes,
let the living alone shout hallelujah. Now, when people are complaining to me and they are telling me how things are bad, they have bills to pay, I used to laugh. Do you know why I laugh? And they say, ah, that is laughing me. I say, not that. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion. I'm not hearing you.
I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
How's that too? Oh Lord,
you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life.
Pastor Paul, when it comes to money, is very close to me in this church. When we have bills to pay, that we cannot even tell the church, you will run away. And I will tell you what. What did I tell you? And all of a sudden, we brought Mike in.
Yes, sir.
When he became the admin, and Mike will stand. Papa, we need to. I will say, Paul, what are we going to do? And what happened the next day? The money will come. Benny. Ah, Ben. Why? See, look at me. When you sleep like this and you wake up, shut up and thank God, because the first gift you have is life. Some people slept yesterday, and as I'm talking now, they are crying in their houses. Ben, as I'm talking now. Some, when they woke up this morning, obesity. They've been there. Well, look, you are here, and the only thing you are thinking is you don't have motto. Are you a witch? Can a dead ask for motto? I asked a lady, I didn't see church last week. You know what I said? I can't find my wig. God saved that. She was far from me. I said, what did you say? Daddy, don't worry, it's a woman thing. I said, what did you say? You said it before. There was a fire in a particular house and people were running out, and the woman still ran out with a wig. What she thought to Loru. And they say, fire, my wig. I said, simple. Are you looking for boyfriend inside fire? Fire for boyfriend. Human being, especially woman. Anytime you sleep and you wake up, you are supposed to say, good morning, Jesus. Good morning. When you get to go and finish it in your house, stop complaining. See, I have bills like this, I would just tell people, go and sleep. If it is one we are going to, I say, let's raise altar. Raise altar. Money, now money, they call money. So we carry money, we pray. Go and sleep. And you know what? We have never been put to shame. Since I was born, a billionaire spent $1 billion on the wife. Still, she died. You know what I said? He said, money failed me. the money not fail in Egypt? You must pray for the gift of life, that in your lifetime you will not bury your children. Oh my God, one bomb shot. That in your lifetime you will not say, this is where the burial ground of your son is. Oh, they are not here. You are still checking that your sheep wig. That in your lifetime you will not become an early widow. Please sit down. Let me finish preaching. The gift of life. It's a gift. You look at your wife and you say, thank you, Jesus. You look at your husband and say, ah, thank you. You look at your children and say, ah, my guys. But no. Something else is what you'll be thinking. And God will say, you don't value it. Let me take it from you. Ah, the Lord will not collect your life from you in the name of Jesus. Help me check. Are you still breathing? Please check for me. Check for me. Check for me. Are you still breathing? Did you check? You breathing? You breathe out? Impossible. Who did it for you? Job chapter 14 verse 7. For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, a boy used to sprawl out again. That's what the Bible said. That a tender branch, yet of weak, see, would not cease. Verse 8, continue. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Verse 9 is where I'm going to. Everybody, help me read it. Say it again. Yet what? It will bore. And bring forth what? Don't forget all this. That the life God has given to you is the first gift you have. The billionaire that will die, nothing will happen. And what will happen? Nothing. People will cry and it will be over. But God gave you life. Give God a wiper. Let me see you. There are different wiper. Oh. There are Toyota wiper. There are Lexus wiper. Which kind of wiper are you giving to God? Pojo wiper. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Number one, look at me. Love the giver of this gift. Stop loving people that cannot give you this gift. Love who first? The giver of this gift. Benny, love the giver of the gift. Not the gift, the giver of the gift. Why? Because no man will give it to you, but he gave it to you. Number two, worship the giver. I will worship you forever. Love you forever.
Because this God is too good.
Thank you. Number three, look at me. Don't abuse. Don't abuse the privilege God has given to you. The good wife God gave you. The good home God gave you. The good man God gave you. Don't abuse the good children God has given to you. Don't abuse the presence of God God has given to you. Because you carry presence, you don't run when you are crossing the street. I'm telling you the truth now. Don't abuse it. The beauty God has given to you. Don't abuse it. The children God has given to you. Some of you don't know that that child God has given to you is your helper in the future. Don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. Don't abuse the man God has sent into your life. Don't say if he doesn't do, you are not God. You are not God. You will know that God will not come down. God will use a man. Don't abuse it. The people around you that look like nobody. The Bible said they were men. They were just nobody. But they became men of valor. People have lived with me. Anybody you see around me. Take it or leave it. I share with them like anything. You can't lie on them. A lady came to my office and lied that one of my boys was dating her. In fact, that they are about to marry. Yeah, one of my boys. So I said to her, you are a liar. She said, I said, you are a liar. I said, I know them inside and out. That he will not even date somebody like you. Before I asked the boy, I waited till next Sunday. And I said, come on. He said, God forbid. Daddy, you trust me now? I said, I trust you, pa. Ben. He said, I said, trust you, pa. When he told me the lady's going out, I said, that one is your wife. Both of them, I said, that one is your wife. Carry and wear. I said, the other one? Both of them are members of this church, but I know bad children. That girl don't go now. Don't abuse them. Don't take your children for granted. Some of you, your brother, your husband's younger brother, don't take them for granted. Anybody that comes to my life, do you know what I ask? Father, who is this person in my life? Find out who they are. I have a very small circle. But that circle, I don't joke with everybody there. I traveled for 8 months. I didn't tell you I was coming home, did I? I was in Nigeria. I didn't go home and I went straight to the office. And as big as my office was, I met two people. I met him and Pastor Mike. I started crying. Do you know why I cry? It's not everybody that will wait for you when you are not around. What Baba was saying, I beg. And each of them were in their office working. And I was not around for 8 months. 8 months. And I walked into the office. I got to Mike's office. He didn't see me. I got to his office. I went to my office. I was crying. Appreciate the people God has put to your life. If you think if they go, another person will come. Oh, I'm looking for tongues to speak. Why the bastard here? And then you now start a circle again. But God has eased you by putting people in your life. You say, no, I beg. I beg you, we beg. Let me say, I beg. Don't abuse the pastor God has given to you. You can't find him anywhere. It's not joke. And if you think it's a joke, he will try here now. By the time you go and come back, you will not meet us where you left us. We move. There are people in my family that can never enter my wife, my life, my house anymore till we see Jesus. When they come in from the gate, they will not come in. But if they have money, we will wire the money to them. You are in my house now. There are anything coming. No way. Now, who will hear that I do not let such person come and say, that man is a very wicked man? No. When God is choosing good people around you, do what? Cherish them. Not them. I look at me sometimes, tell them, I cherish you. Don't say, if I tell him now, he said he will be swelling. He said be swelling. You have never told your husband you are fine before. He said he's swelling. Another woman would tell him, oh boy, Esa, Wapa. And his love will be drawn to that person. Stay at home, continue to cook. Mama cook. If you're angry, shout hallelujah. You're not angry. Why am I not? I say, are you angry? Don't take them for granted. Somebody is taking care of you. You said, by the time they ask NAPA and your food, you will not know now. Some of us don't know that the life of people around us, our life is in your hands. Your gate man, all they just need to do is to open the gate down without putting that in and go and sleep. They'll just say, oh, come in. And you are sleeping. Abi? From the bed to where? Atigbe mama rele. I was sleeping in the house one. Allah said, go and see your security. Downstairs in the other house. He has bow. He has arrow. And he was sleeping. I said, Chimo, this man supposed to be watching me. You know what I did? I carried him. He did not wake up. I'm not lying. And I climb all the steps. He did not wake up. And I put it on the lawn chair. Put pillow there. The idiot. He now changed here. He now like, oh. In the morning, I met him. I have counted his salary for 7 months. I said, Baba. He said, thank you for your services. From now, you can't do this job again. Take. Go and look for a job. He said, oh, God. I said, you have tried. You have been watching over my life for 7 months. Go and enjoy your life. Please take care of people around you, because God will not come down. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. I finished this message already. The Lord will give you gift of men. I face this place, I pray for you. The presence of God will not leave you. I face this place again, I pray for you. Your children will not become wayward. Hey, I pray for you. That one you have, that two you have, that three you have, the Lord protect them for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord give you a good home. I'm not hearing you. The Lord give you a good home. Your home will not scatter. The Lord give you a sound mind. Am I not hearing you? The Lord give you a sound mind. The Lord give you wisdom. I'm not hearing you. The Lord give you wisdom. The Lord give you the gift of life. Your body will not pack up. The Lord give you good health. In the name of Jesus. Now as I pray for you, whatever mistake you will make that will cut your life short, you will not do such in the name of Jesus. You will not be full of yourself. I'm not here. You will not be full of yourself. You will not kill yourself. You will not kill yourself. You will not kill yourself. It is well with you. And when you have these seven, every other thing will follow for you. Go ahead and give him praise. Go ahead and give him praise. Hallelujah. Jam your hands together to the Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.